titled Birds and Bees Number 2. I did this painting as a live painting in Rogers in 2018. This is really a continuation of several paintings that I don't personally own anymore, which were focused on hyper-realistic renditions of natural creatures set in a non-realistic abstract environment. These hummingbirds, this is probably the 10th painting where I did renditions of hummingbirds in oil paint. Generally, I proceed about these by mixing up every single shade I'm going to use in oils on the palette. So there'll be 20-something shades of colors on the palette in a big circle. Then I will just produce a whole figure from beginning to end without stop. The idea of this was somebody poking their head through the veil of one reality and into another. The things in this reality look hyper-real, but them looking back at the person poking their head through looks unreal. It would be vice versa. The castles, it's a theme that I've repeated a couple of times. Those rounded temple tops are sort of a play between Russian architecture and fantasy Arabic castles you would see in concept art. I picked hummingbirds and bees because I think both of them are usually not very well seen in their natural environment. It's like it's hard to see what a hummingbird actually looks like other than maybe their body, and only if you have some that have gotten tamed to you sitting right near the feeder really often. For many of these, I had to go and find pictures of my favorites and find somebody who had done photography with a very fast shutter speed to catch the wings in mid-motion of flight and also in good lighting. Same thing with bees. People don't often get to see what bees actually look like. This one's a bumblebee. But people usually don't get to actually see how cool they look up close because they're tiny and they usually don't stay somewhere very long. I have a fascination with both of them just because even most birds, other than on National Geographic or in a bird watching book or if you go search for photos, you don't actually see what the birds around you look like very often. So I did a whole study on them of about 10 pieces altogether, and this was the very last one.